Welcome to the Law of Attraction in Action podcast. My name is Michelle Joy, and thank you so much for joining me. I'm here to inspire you to live amazing lives through the Law of Attraction and help you see how powerful you really are. In this podcast, you'll hear interviews, and I will give you inspirational talks on my Monday session. So thank you so much for joining me, and happy manifesting!
Welcome to Law of Attraction in Action. Thank you so much for joining me on my podcast. My name is Michelle Joy, and I am your host. And today I bring you people from all over the world and all walks of life who are here to share their journey with you around the Law of Attraction so you can have an amazing life too. And today's guest is one of my very, 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 very dear friends, Holly Goodings. We met at the Heal Your Life teacher training in Victoria, BC. She is an amazing Canadian and has been such an inspiration to me. She's also an international coach and author and just a full-blown awesome chicky mama. That's all I can say. So Holly, thank you so much for being on my podcast again. She was actually on a long time ago, but I brought her back. Thanks for being here, Holly.
Thanks for having me.
Oh my gosh. We have so much fun chatting. In fact, I did one with you recently that you posted with your people, and it was just so much fun. And I thought, I need to have you back on my show. For one thing that I love, one of the many things I love about you, Holly, is you are an absolute follow your own heart kind of person, and you beat your own drum, and there's nothing that stops you from doing that. And so instead of talking specifically about Law of Attraction on today's podcast, I want to talk about some of the things that I believe would inspire others on what you've done in your life, and maybe just to give some people some really good tips and tools on how they can do the same. How does that sound?
Sure. Yeah. Awesome. Sounds good.
Awesome. Well, Holly, one of the things that you've fully inspired me, and I had you on my podcast a while ago, and I want to talk about that first, was about your health. And I'm so passionate about self-healing. And again, people listen to my podcast, they know I just went to Dr. Joe Dispenza, and we had lots of healings at the event. It's people are miraculously healing all the time. And Holly, you were one of those who healed yourself of a chronic disease. So can you share with people briefly what you went through and how you healed yourself?
Sure. Yeah. I think first off, I've always kind of been somebody who's followed my own like tune or internal voice, but it was actually when I was diagnosed with this incurable disease that I really started like coming out of my shell a bit more and discovering how much power we actually hold within ourselves, how amazing our bodies are when we allow them to be and we don't numb them with substances of all sorts of different things. And that's kind of what started my whole journey into like self-discovery and self-love and all of that stuff. So back in 2011, I was diagnosed with a colon disease and was told that it wasn't curable and that I would have to have my colon removed. My entire colon was infected.
Can you tell them what it was specifically? So people listening who may have that will be like, okay, I'm really listening now.
Sure. It was diverticulosis. So it's essentially like little ulcers like throughout your entire colon. And so I was told that I'd have to have my entire colon removed and have a bag and all of that stuff. And so I heard that, and I remember asking my doctor at the time, like, is there another way that we can do this without having to have like parts of my body removed? Cause I was like, I was only 31 at the time, which is really young to be like having to think about that. Right. And nothing was going to help. There was nothing that could cure it. It was just like medication, but that didn't really do much either. And so having the colon removed was essentially my only option. So I just kind of left it and thought, well, I'll wait until there's another like flare up or issue or whatever. And then in 2016, it happened again where it was inflamed. And so when it's inflamed, you have to go to the doctor and you have to get a prescription for antibiotics because it's an infection essentially. And so I remember it happening again and thinking, like just something clicked and I was like, I'm not getting my colon removed. I'm not. And so then I just started doing a whole bunch of research into how to cure this. And I could not find anybody who had had this disease that had cured themselves of it. I still can't. So if you're out there, find me, because I would love to connect with people who have done it. And so what I needed to do was find people that had cured themselves from other things, and how they did it and all of that stuff, so that I at least could have some examples of people curing things that said they would never be, they were told that would never be cured, right? And so I started following people that had like stage 4 cancer and were given 2 weeks to live and miraculously were okay, like after changing some things in their lives, right? And people with MS and people with lupus and people with Lyme disease and just kind of the spectrum of everything that you've seen. And I found pretty much one person with like almost anything that had healed, and that was enough for me. And so then that's kind of where I started my journey. So I first I took myself to a raw food retreat, and that was kind of the beginning of it. So that was like an 8-day kind of just like body detox. But then on top of the food, I also created a whole different life. So I moved myself to a small island because I thought the ocean and the quiet would be healing for me. I changed my whole mindset around things. I used a lot of affirmations at the time. I discovered Louise Hay deeply. I knew of her because my mom used to have her book when I was younger, but never really was interested. And then when I went through this, she was pivotal in that. And just, you know, trusting that my body was capable of healing and being able to see all of those people. And so it's a day by day thing, right? Mm-hmm. Every morning I would write affirmations and I would listen to affirmations and like, my body is healthy and healed and whole. And I would, when I went for walks, I had a song that I would sing, like an affirmation song that I created for myself that I would sing on my walks with every step. So I was constantly repeating this. But on top of the affirmations was like living it, right? I was making sure I was walking. I was making sure I was taking stress out of my life. I was making sure I was eating right. So it was kind of a whole mind, body, spirit. It's where I discovered meditation too. I started meditating at that time. And then when I felt like I had done it and I had healed it, it was just like this inner knowing. I decided that I wanted to go and get a colonoscopy. Because part of me wants to prove doctors wrong, but part of me also just wanted to have, you know, the confirmation that my body was right. And so I found a beautiful doctor who, although he didn't agree with everything that I did, was super loving and kind. During the, like during the whole colonoscopy process, I didn't want anesthetic. So he let me bring in like meditation tapes instead. I didn't follow the diet you're supposed to follow because it's terrible food that they tell you to eat. I didn't take the medication, like all of that stuff. And he was so great with allowing me to do all of that stuff. And I remember having a conversation with him because he said, people don't heal from this. This is not like something. So it was like a conversation of like, so, and I said, so what if it's gone? And he said, well, then you were probably misdiagnosed. And this is tends to be the answer for most doctors when somebody is cured of something, is that they were misdiagnosed, right?
That's even though I'm not the proof. Yeah. And that shows you how many people out there are being cured, but they don't realize it because the doctors are misdiagnosed. They go, oh, okay. You know, so it doesn't get documented. We don't, there's probably more people who have had miraculous healings than was ever documented, I'm sure.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Or people that are sick and just don't go to the doctor. And it could have been a number of things, but because they've changed their food, their mindsets, they heal themselves, but they never actually even got a diagnosis for something, right? So it just taught me. And I remember talking to him and saying, but your stats are flawed because you're telling people that you can't heal from this. And so people are listening to you and going and getting parts of their bodies removed and following all this stuff and taking this medication, which is making them worse and causing side effects and other diseases and all of this stuff, it spirals into this whole big thing, right? And I said, the people that actually walk away and do it on their own, they're not gonna come back to the person who told them they couldn't do it to tell them they did, right? Because they're not gonna feel supported by you. And you're probably gonna say, the same thing you're telling me, which is that it's impossible or I was misdiagnosed. So people aren't going to spend the time going to do that. And so then it doesn't get reported. And so this is why I'm a big believer that stats and science are not fully accurate all the time. And we need to keep our minds open to that because stats are only as good as the people that are reporting stats, right?
Right. And I think this is the greatest gift this has given you besides you healing yourself. Because also you also fell in love with yourself on this journey. That was part of the journey, right? With Louise's work. But I think for you, you learned to start to question everything. And I think this is part of the problem, what's going on with this world. And you and I talk a lot about it with this pandemic, is a lot of people aren't questioning things. They're just going by what they're told. And then they, and then so many of us who do question things, we're scratching our head saying, how can that be? So I think the gift is when you start to open your mind to a different reality, actually a truer reality, but it's different from what we're used to. It opens all areas of your life. It's almost like you opened up a whole Pandora's box and you're like, wow, anything is possible now. Yet we grew up with this little tiny box and that was the life we're supposed to live in. And it's just fascinating for me. I have to tell everybody listening, Holly was one of my go-tos when I was wanting to come out about the vaccine, not getting the COVID vaccine or COVID shot. And it was a huge struggle for me. And Holly knows what I went through. I mean, I was almost in tears trying to figure out how to deal with this because everybody, I mean, everybody in my life, like I said in my last podcast or one of my last solo sessions, was wanting me to get the vaccine. And still does. And so Holly was that person I can go to who had this space of you do you. And so I think your gift of healing yourself has taught you to, wow, when I listen to myself, I'm rewarded because I know my body. Now you know your body. You know that you're in control of your body. So, you know, I guess I want to thank you for being there for me and being that voice, but how could you inspire other people out there who were kind of like, oh, I don't know what to do because I don't want to get this COVID shot. I want to listen to my body because I believe in it. What would your advice be to people like that who were struggling with the opposition?
So the thing that I say a lot of the time is that our society, our school system is not an education system, it's an indoctrination system. And I think this is where a lot of this stems from, is that we're not taught to think for ourselves, we're taught to follow a certain narrative, right? And so now we have a bunch of adults who are trusting of that narrative without questioning. And so the biggest thing that I would say to people, and I'm not pro-vax, anti-vax, I actually hate the terms of both of those. I'm fully in support of pro-choice.
Right.
I think it's documented that vaccines do kill people and injure people. And it's documented that they help people too, right? So it's more along the lines of you have to sit with your body and decide if it feels safe to you and not be guilted or shamed or anything like that by anybody, whether it's doctors or our government or the people at the grocery store or your family members. You have to stay true to you. And I truly believe that the people who don't choose a vaccine know in their heart that there's a reason for that. They're trusting their body and they know there's a reason. Either they have an experience with it, like, I mean, I talk to many people who, you know, unfortunately their children are disabled or have died or whatever from a vaccine, right? And so just learning to trust yourself, which is really, really a difficult thing when you don't know how to do it and you weren't taught to do it. Mm-hmm. But just sitting with yourself and like, it's kind of like meditation, right? Where you can like sit and you can talk to yourself. Like every morning I journal and I journal to like my inner wise self. And I just ask a question that's on my mind that I can't work through on my own or whatever. And then you just kind of sit in quiet for a few minutes and you'll know that that bigger, wiser self is coming out and speaking to you because they respond in such a loving and kind way that you can determine whether that's the ego talking or whether it's like actually your inner self, right? And so like my inner self will start with, you know, my dear sweet Holly or whatever, like a loving way to start. And then I know that that's her. And that's just a good way, I think, to begin the process of learning to trust yourself, is sitting with yourself and just asking yourself gently and waiting for the answer to come. And I really wish we could stop judging and shaming people for their choices. I think love is always going to win.
Right.
And
right.
If we continue to live in fear and watch fear and listen to fear, we're not reaching our highest level of evolution. And I think our highest level of evolution is love. And I think it's really easy to keep us in fear. And I think a lot of the times it's on purpose. We're being kept in fear on purpose because it's easier to control and manipulate, right?
Yeah. But that's where those people like you and I need to show. I'm sorry, Holly, what'd you say?
I just said life is full of both sides, right? Yeah. There's love and there's fear, and we get to choose which one we live in on a daily basis.
Right. And I think it's just so important to recognize that truth, that love is the ultimate winner. It's like you watch a movie. I was thinking about this the other day. You're watching a movie and, you know, it's the bad guy's there for a long time, for a long part of the movie. It's the conflict, it's the struggle, it's the fight. And we're riveted by it. But at the end, for almost all good movies, the good guy wins, right? And that's the storyline we all want. We all want the good guy to win. And so, you know, to raise above all of this, to raise above the situation and just come to an emotional stance, we're seeing a lot of polarity. We're seeing a lot of pointing fingers. We're seeing a lot of guilt and shame and fear and all that, right? And but the foundation that brings it all together, I believe, is love. And so there's people like you and I, Holly. And again, I get in that struggle too. I know you get in that struggle of just really overwhelmed by people's fear, and we get into judgment of them as well. But one thing I want to keep coming back to, and I know you do too, is how could we come from a place of love? And so I mentioned this in my last podcast. I'm not sure if I told you, but it's called Tonglen. Paul taught it to me, my fiance, it's a Buddhist practice where you breathe in people's fear and you blow out love. And that was really, really helpful for me to remember. But it's also just a remembrance that the strength within us, that love within us, can overcome anything that's coming our way. We just need to keep coming back, like you said, journaling, you know, giving yourself the affirmations and the self-love throughout the day. So I think that's the foundation, right?
And I think a big piece of it is bravery too. Like, I think, like, if we speak into you really feeling scared of sharing your viewpoint on the vaccines and all of that stuff, and the fear of like losing friendships or what your family's going to say or whatever, right? There was a lot of fears coming up for you around that.
Yeah.
And I think it's so important to like recognize that anytime we stand up in our truth for the first time, it's terrifying. And it's why we all stay stuck in the space of not standing up for our truth. And all it takes is 20 seconds of like sheer bravery to step outside of yourself, 20 seconds, and like press send, or like whatever that 20 seconds is of like, just like writing your truth and sharing it with the world. It takes 20 seconds, and it's hard the first time you do it. And sometimes the first time you do it, you get a lot of feedback, which you'll know about that, right? The first time you post your truth, sometimes people come at you. And it's an attack, and you delete it because you're like, oh no, I did. It's too much. But that's the first step. And then you gradually get to the next steps because you become less fearful because you've experienced now. Okay, people attacked me. Now I've experienced it and I'm okay. And you kind of realize that, and then you do it again, right? And so it's a step-by-step process. You're never going to just like jump into it and be like, yeah, I'm not scared of anything anymore, right? Like, but it's just showing up for yourself on a consistent daily basis and whatever truth is yours, and trusting that that message is in you for a reason. The universe or God or spirit or whatever you want to call it has put it in you because other people need to hear your message and your story and to feel not alone. And so your purpose is to share it. So share it. Whatever your stance is, share it. Right? Like,
and that's,
people need to hear it.
And that's again why I kept going to you, because I had this bubbling in me. I'm like, I just want to share it. But I had so much fear. And just to share with people listening, I actually, when I told my 15-year-old son that I wasn't going to get it, he threatened to go live with his dad until the pandemic's over, which was my biggest fear, because I love my boys so much. And then I got in a fight with my mom, who also pointed fingers at me, like, how could you do that? How could you choose this vaccine over your son? What kind of parent are you? So I'm telling you from experience that I got it too. But when I looked at the other scenario, when I actually just, okay, fine, I'm just going to do it. I'm going to be angry about it. And I'm probably going to get sick because I'm so angry about it. And then I'm going to be resentful towards my family and I'm going to hate them. Like in the end, it's like that scenario did not go down well at all. Like I play these things out in my head. And I'm like, that was kind of a bad ending. I don't like that movie. Okay. Rewind. And then when I go, okay, what is the one thing I want to teach my children and the world? And that is to be authentically you. And so I stood by that. And what's so interesting, it still hasn't resolved with my son. It has with my mom, luckily. But I realized, you know what? He knows he's loved. And that's all that matters, is I'm going to keep loving him. And I'm going to show up as me and me, myself and I, and know that he is loved and he has not moved out yet. So that's good. But I think the courage that it took me to do that post, again, Holly, you were my inspiration. In fact, I think I didn't look at any of the comments and you're texting me like, no, Michelle, the comments are good. Just look. I'm like, I just can't look. Cause I think the struggle that I've had, and you know, I've talked a long time, is I want like any of us, we want to be liked. We want people to like us. That is a huge thing for many of us. Like we just want to retrain that and in elementary school, like you want to be liked. And sometimes when you're going against the grain, oftentimes when you're going against the grain, you may not be liked. And so I think a lot about those really popular or big gurus, the leaders of our life, like including Jesus. He was not liked by many, and yet he stood in his truth. Malcolm X was not liked, and he stuck in his truth. Gandhi wasn't liked, and he stayed in his truth. And so the message that I want in my life is that as long as I stay in my truth and I come from love, I'm going to win. That's how I see it.
And the more you stand in your power and truth, the more you find that inner love for yourself, and it doesn't matter so much what other people think
yes,
of you at all.
Right.
And remembering also, like, everybody is on their own personal journey, and we don't have to take everything so personally. Like your son, he has a journey. He came to this earth with this journey. He knows himself better than you know him, right? And right. So just trusting the process of that and knowing that, yes, that hurts us and that's on us, and it's our job to work through that. And it's his job to do what's right for him. And sometimes that's hard and it gets us stuck because it's our loved ones and all of that stuff, right? Mm-hmm. But you just keep doing the work. Mm-hmm. There's never a destination. It's just the journey. Right,
right. Right. And the gift in all of this is I'm learning that it's more important that I love me than everybody else love me.
Absolutely.
That is the most important lesson that I'm getting from all this.
Can you imagine a world where we all loved ourselves?
I know.
I mean, it would
let's keep imagining that.
Seriously, like where we were all just like, nope, doesn't work for me. Have fun on your, like, I'm glad it works for you. And we all were just okay with that. Like,
right. Right. Yes. This is what we're going to. Yes. Like, I love you anyways. And you know, actually what happened was the greatest gift is my best friend. She and I also don't see eye to eye, but even though she's pro-vaccine and I'm pro-choice, we just sat there and loved each other through that conversation. And she didn't judge me. She didn't tell me you need to do something differently. I didn't tell her she needs to do something differently. And it's just such a gift. And that's the thing I want all of us to come into this world. And I know a lot of people listening are being bullied. They are being coerced. I'm getting emails from people saying their children now are getting it in middle school. Cause now a lot of people in the United States can get vaccinated at age 12. And so this is where we really need to teach our children the importance of just being you, the importance of self-love. I mean, maybe that's what this is all happening for, Holly. What do you think? Like it's a big divine master plan for people to just say, it's really okay that I'm me. Because the second we start doing things for others, that's when we get sick. Not even because we're getting this vaccine, because people get sick from cancer. I've heard a TED talk where this guy said the one personality trait that he saw that more people get cancer are the people who are always giving to others, but not taking care of themselves. Yeah. Those are the highest risk of getting cancer personality wise. So yeah. We need to take care of us. This is our only body in this life. We need to treat it like the queen or king it is, right?
And that's such an important point, I think, for not just the vaccine stuff that's happening right now or the mask stuff or any of that stuff, but it's just like trusting our bodies to know like what is right.
Right.
Like, and it's just, we're so powerful. And I just wish people would recognize that we're capable of healing so many things that we are told we can't do because of whatever reason. Right. And even with the vaccines, I really think, you know, like with law of attraction, right? If you're in a positive mental, emotional, physical space and you choose to get it, like it's about the thinking of it too, right? Like there's just so many layers and levels of everything. And so, yeah, I just wish we could just love each other and accept each other more.
Differences
and choices, right?
Well, that is what we're working towards. And actually, like I mentioned to you before we started this, and by the time this comes out, I may have already started it, but I want to start a support group for people who are like us, who are wanting to do pro-choice and pro-self-love and do what's right for their body. Because I'm hearing from a lot of people, including myself, that I feel very isolated. We feel very isolated because the vast majority of the world is not in that same narrative, or they're in a different narrative, right? So we need to open that up for people. Absolutely. Yeah. But one last thing, Holly, because I think what I also love what you've done in your life is you've actually been anti-school system, which is something that I've actually been into lately, especially when I'm seeing how so many people are, what's the word? They're easily being coerced into a certain way. And I think schools train people to do that. So you've done this thing called unschooling, right? With your two boys. She has two boys. Can you tell people more about that? Again, this is the thing I love most about you. You're a rebel and you just do your thing. So tell us about unschooling.
Okay, first of all, I'm just going to say I'm not anti-school. I'm pro-choice. I'm always pro-choice. In everything.
Okay. Thanks for clarifying.
School system. There are some good schools out there.
There are.
My kids went to a forest school once that was like phenomenal. And so definitely pro-choice.
And I love teachers, by the way. Teachers are what they breed our future. So there's some amazing teachers out there. Yes.
Absolutely. And then there's some terrible ones. And for me as a mom, I am grateful that I was able to have the choice to stay home with my kids. Some parents are not. And so, you know, and some parents in the unschooling, homeschooling community are shamed or guilted for not staying home with their kids. And I think it's important, again, to just recognize that, like, people are allowed to do what they want to do from the place that they're at. So unschooling is essentially the concept of the children get to learn whatever they're passionate and interested in, with the intention that if they're interested in music or art or a trade like mechanics or whatever it is, that they then can start that at any age and, you know, even find mentors in the community to help them. And they live their life based on their passions instead of things that they're forced to learn that they're probably never going to retain, except for a test, and then it will be gone. As I'm sure you recognize, Michelle, you study and you cram for a test, whether high school, junior high, college, university, and you cram and then like you forget everything the next day, right?
Yeah.
Except for the stuff that was important to you. And the stuff that was important to you, you'll retain. And so I kind of take my view on life into the education of my children. And that's just, I think people should be allowed to follow their inner guidance and the divine purpose that they were given when they got born onto this planet as early as possible, so that we don't have a bunch of adults who need to spend the next 20 years of their life healing from all of this other stuff that they went through. So my kids get to choose their education. They get to choose what they want to do, how they want to do it, what that's going to look like for them, how the best way for them to learn is. Sometimes the best way to learn is not through tests or workbooks or whatever, right? And so, yeah. Does that answer your question?
No, I think that's awesome, because one thing that I've noticed with my boys is they learn so much on their own. They're insatiable learners. They love to learn. And so they're constantly throwing out facts or information about space or about computers or design or, you know, history. My sons know so much. And I'm always like, oh, where'd you learn that in school? Like, no, I learned in school. So it's so fascinating to me how
they're natural learners.
They love to learn.
You can't stop them from learning unless you're forcing them to learn in a way that doesn't align with their core selves. Mm-hmm. And then they shut themselves off and they don't want to learn anymore. So this is with clients, this is something I deal with specifically with reading. Mm-hmm. Is a big one. Like, my kid doesn't like to read. No, they love to read. It's just that they've been forced to read in certain time increments or certain books or certain, like, whatever. Right. And mm-hmm. so it's not fun anymore. So no, mm-hmm. they're not interested. But like, if you let them figure out their way of doing it, children learn that. I mean, we're born learners.
Yeah.
That's how we survive. It's how we thrive. It's all of it. Right. We also are born learners as adults. You'll probably recognize that too. Like, I used to hate reading because I had that whole reading mentality too. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And now I love learning. I used to hate school. Like, now I can't get enough learning. I'm constantly like doing courses and programs and books. And I'm just like trying to get it, but because I can do it my way now. Right.
Right.
It doesn't need to be somebody else's way. So it becomes fun again. And
And I think the message of what you're teaching your boys is that it's so important to just be you. And that's the message we're not getting in schools. And I see this with my boys, is especially my older son. He really struggles with school because he's trying to be forced into this box. And he's like, I don't really like this box. So why am I here? And he struggles. And then his self-esteem goes down and his motivation goes down. And I guarantee if we just let him do his own thing, which I do sometimes, he just shines. And he talks about these things that he loves. He's lots of passions. And I was the same way. Like, I hated school. I don't know about you, Holly. It sounds like you didn't like it either. We would have been besties back then, even though I'm a little older than you, but that's okay. But I literally didn't like anything to do with regular school. I had horrible grades in high school. And then I went to a vocational school where I took dance, and I danced 2.5 hours a day, 5 days a week. And then I started to do other classes there, like Academy of Travel and Tourism. And it wasn't your normal school. And yet I thrived. And then when I went to college to become a nurse, like, I was a great student. I had a very high GPA and a very hard program, but it's because I loved it. So I always think about that with our children who are struggling in school. Just know that there's always hope for them. They really do naturally love to learn. If we let up the reins a little bit and just say, you know what, I trust you, I believe in you. This all comes back to this whole big conversation we're having, Holly, is how important it is to allow each other to be you. Be the best versions of you, and to see them in that loving light. And so I love that you've done that. And I love that you're sharing with my people your experience around that. So thank you.
Yeah. And I honestly think if we can start with the children, we can create a whole new world within another the next generation, right?
Yeah. So let's make that happen.
Yes, let's do it.
Starting with you, Holly. So you do have programs that I'm sure a lot of my listeners want to learn more about. So how do they reach out to you and how do they learn more about your programs?
So I have two online courses right now. One is the only way out is through a 30-day toolbox for anxiety-free living. And then the other one is a better way to education, which is how to learn more and responses and all of that stuff about unschooling. And then I also do one-on-one coaching. And that's like a women's empowerment coach for learning how to stand in your truth and how to love yourself and how to heal yourself and all of that stuff. So you can find me. I have a website, innershift.ca. Facebook is facebook.com/innershift2018. And Instagram is @innershiftcoaching.
Awesome. I think I got this. Yes. And I'll put these in the show notes. And one last thing, you had an amazing manifesting story I wanted to share with my people. Can you tell us about that?
Sure. So I am in the process of moving. We just sold our house. And I'm a big believer in trusting in the universe. And so we were like getting closer and closer to the day that we had to move. And I was looking at all these different houses and they were in the city and I didn't want to be in the city. I wanted to be out in the country and nature and all of that stuff. And all the places we were looking at were like dives, terrible houses. And so I sat in bed one night and we had like, I'm still in that house, but so we have a couple of weeks left. And I sat in bed and I just kind of like put it out to the universe, like, universe, I trust you. And I know that you're going to bring me the best thing that's like meant for me and all of that stuff. But like, if we could hurry up the process, that would be great. And I was like, this is what I want. I don't want to be in the city. I want to be in nature. I want a place that is good for my soul. I want a community. I want it to not be like super expensive so that I can have that time to like pay off debts and all of that stuff, right? So I put like a little prayer out to whatever you believe is, you know, the creator. And the next morning I got a call from a friend of mine saying, Holly, are you still looking for a house? And I said, yes. And she's like, okay, well, I have a name of this lady. You can call her like right away. And she's looking for somebody for her house. And so I called the lady and she has a house that's in this like tiny little kind of cooperative, like village type place with only like 11 other houses. It's right out in the country on like an acreage. It's near my favorite hiking spot, like 2 kilometers away from my favorite hiking spot. It's a house sitting gig. So for like a year or two, so there's like no rent for that time because we're looking after her house in exchange for that, right?
Okay, she got it for free. I'm just have to say that out loud again. You got it for free. Keep going. Come on, this is amazing.
We were allowed to take our animals, which was a problem with like renting another place. It just so many things aligned with it. And it gives us time to now like look for that like, you know, forever place. But we have like a couple years at like out in nature, in a community. Yeah.
And a like-minded community. And like you're in Canada where this whole, you know, COVID stuff has gone crazy. And so you found a community of like-minded people, which is awesome, right?
Yeah. So I'm like super excited about that. And it's such a good message that when you just open up and like let go of any expectation you have of what it's supposed to look like, and you just allow the universe to deliver to you, it always comes way better than you imagined.
Yes.
In my experience.
Yes. Yes.
Like what you didn't even know you needed. You were and then it's there, right? And you're like, yes, thank you. Right.
Yeah.
So luckily I've always been fairly good at manifesting stuff like that. So I'm very grateful for that.
And that's a good belief to have, right? And I remember when you were selling your house, I'm like, oh, so what's your plan? You're like, well, I don't know. And you already had like offers on your house. I'm like, you're like, I don't know. And no stress, no worry. You were like, totally like, it's going to work out. And you have 2 kids too. And I'm like, okay. And I was actually stressing a little bit for you. And you're like, it's fine. No big deal. We're good.
Trusting the universe.
Of course. And then I just laugh when you told me, I'm like, you have to share this on my podcast. So that's awesome, Holly.
Yeah, I'm super grateful and excited. And yes. And I'm such an adventure seeker. I've never been somebody who like likes to stay in the same place for, you know, 20, 30 years. That's just not who I am. Mm-hmm. And so this is just perfect.
Yeah.
Like it's a couple years in a place we love and then we get to like move on to another wonderful.
And you never know what's going to transpire from that. You never know who you can meet there or.
Exactly.
I mean, it's just, and if you're in the flow, you know, life is a fun ride, right?
It's amazing. Yeah. Like I plan to marry Jim Carrey soon. So I don't worry.
Yeah. That's happening. That's happening. Is he married now though? I don't know.
I don't think so.
Oh, okay.
I don't know. Good. Jim Carrey, if you're listening to Michelle's podcast,
Holly's is single, so. Well, Holly, thank you so much. I love that I got to share you with all my people and that you have such wisdom. And I really hope people who are listening felt that they're not alone. And again, I'm going to be putting out a, what am I calling it? Like a, support group, right? We need a support group for us people who are struggling in this, because I don't want any of us to feel like we're alone. I want to offer a place where love. Holly's agreed to join me with that when she can. And I just want all of us out there to know that you just keep being you and it's going to work out, right?
And we don't judge you.
No.
We don't judge you.
No, absolutely not. Yeah.
Pro-choice. Love.
Just love. Lots of love. All right. Well, thank you again, Holly. And thank you everyone for listening. I hope you enjoy this as much as I did. If you have a story you want to share in my podcast, please reach out to me by going to michelle-joy.com. That's michelle-joy.com. And I hope you all have a wonderful, miraculous day and happy manifesting.
Thank you again for listening and joining me on my podcast. If you want to learn more about me, please go to my website at michelle-joy.com. That's michelle-joy.com. And on there, I have lots of goodies, including guided meditations and inspirational posts and blogs. And of course, I'm here to help you as your coach. So thank you for listening and have a wonderful day.